birthday to you. And I pray that your day, your Monday is happy, right? You know how cantankerous Mondays can be. So far, so good for me. This is the 171st day in the year 2022, and there remains 194 days. The year is over half gone. Where did it go so fast? Wow. Hopefully you've been able to do something that you placed on your list to do. Hopefully you have. Okay, now, you are listening to Linda Sims, and the name of my show is called A Voice of a People. Here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Or you can download free app on any electronic device called TuneIn. And once you download it, please search WWGH. Or you can call in during a live broadcast by calling 740-383-9944 for any questions, or if you would like to make any comments in reference to the show. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. Then we have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. This will take place July the 16th of 2022. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. We have Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. The owner, Cheryl Lee, location, LaRue, Ohio. Phone there, 740-262-0939. And I have another announcement for you today. It is in reference to, in celebration of Juneteenth Day. This will take place the 25th. This Saturday of June 2022. This will be held at Martin Luther King Jr. Park. It begins at 2 p.m. until 7 p.m. And Marion Voices sponsoring Black Joy Fest at Martin Luther King Park in celebration of Juneteenth Day. So hopefully you already have your notices about this event. If not, mark your calendars if you want to be a part. There will be vendors there. There will be a rib cook-off. And we will have live entertainment there. So hopefully you will be able to come and be a part of that, okay? Alrighty. I have a thought for today. Give happiness. I'm looking at my guest. She got me cracking up, right? Give happiness and you will receive happiness. Give peace and you will feel peaceful. Give sorrow and you will get sorrow in return. We really don't like sorrow, but we know it is a part of life, right? Create thoughts and words that give only peace and happiness. The world is filled with worry and sorrow. We live in a fallen world, people. It's not always have it your way like Burger King, right? Right.
Exactly.
Do something different. Okay, so we want to say words of calmness and peace, right? So we can have inner peace and peace of mind. Like Psalms 46 and 10 is one of my favorites. Be still and know that I am God. If we depend on Him a little more than we do, we'd have much more peace in this world, right? All right. I can't wait to turn to my guest today, Laurely Dawson. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing great, too. Praise God.
It's just another Monday.
Yes, it is.
And God's in control.
Yes, He is.
Almost every Monday now I wake up and say, this is a Monday God has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, regardless. And most of the time I am.
Right. Those cantankerous Mondays, like I said earlier. Right?
Oh, yes, they do. And, you know, I don't know why we blame Monday.
I don't either.
Because, you know, we've got 7 days in the week.
True.
5 days we have to work. I guess because maybe we go back to work on Monday. I don't know.
Maybe
but for
so.
The people, well, but for the people that work Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, Saturday's their Monday. So what can I say? Oh, well, enough of that, I guess. Okay.
Are you feeling Laura Lee today?
Yes. Yes.
So how's it going with you?
It is going well. CEF is having an informational breakfast, and we're having it on Monday, July the 25th at the Cornerstone Alliance Church. It's from 8:30 to 10 a.m. The doors will open about 8. If you've got a youth pastor, a missions group, someone that would like information about CEF, we started this last year, and we got, I think, 8 new volunteers. And for those of you who don't know me, I'm 78 years old. It's time for some new volunteers. Not because I'm too old to do anything, because the Lord knows I'm not.
Right.
But because we need some young thought processes, we need some young blood, we need some people who are willing to volunteer some of their time. Anyway, if you have anyone that is interested in that, if you would have them call Cheryl.
Hello, caller, you are on the air. Hello? Hello? All right. Calling again. Let me try. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes? Can you hear me?
Sorry. Got wrong number.
Oh. Wrong number.
Imagine that. In this day and age. I get that all the time at the office. It's like, okay. We even get calls from Texas.
Do you?
The last 7 digits are the same, but the area code is different.
Right.
And whoever printed the phone book in Texas put 740 in their phone book.
Oh, wow.
So I make an appointment, and I'm starting to ask them, do they know where the office is? Well, yeah, you're down here on such and such a street. No, I believe you've got the wrong city.
Oh, my.
And that's how we found out.
Okay, great. Well, but thank you for calling anyway. Call back again, right?
Exactly. But if you are interested, if they have anybody in their church who's interested that wants more information about CEF, all they need to do is call and make a reservation with Cheryl. And that's so we'll have enough breakfast food in order to take care of everyone. And that phone number is 740-262-0939. And we're interested in getting some people, some mission groups that are connected to the Good News Clubs around them. We started a sub-prayer group, and in the other counties, it was very difficult to get that started. A lot of what we found out was that they were not aware of us, but that's a whole different story. But with now, they're going to do a planned prayer, which works like your prayer chains in your churches.
Oh, okay.
So you only need 2 or 3 people. And what we're doing is I'm going to be a contact and have a contact in each county.
Okay.
And then they would reach the people who are praying for those Good News Clubs around them. They know. That way we would have a network, but not a demand, for lack of a better word. We also have a prayer calendar now for CEF and Good News Clubs that each of the leaders would get.
Right, okay.
And then that way, getting more people involved. If ever the world needed people, particularly our world, needed people who are interested in their children and what their children are learning and being a part of for an hour and a half a week of their lives, we need it now. Because it's so many. I got 3 texts today, and it's people wanting answers to questions. What scripture can I use? And I don't mind that. I appreciate that. I like that. It's part of my ministry. But I'm thinking to myself, Lord, if I weren't here, where would they go?
Right.
People have got to learn, and we've got to grow up. And so anyway, that's CEF. We are also doing 5-day clubs.
It's that time of year, isn't it?
It is that time. Would you like to do a 5-day club?
I've been asked. I've already been asked. I talked to Cheryl this morning. I'm like, I'm still debating this, you know.
I understand. It takes time. And our director, Mike Todd, for this West Central Ohio chapter, he wants an X amount of numbers. Don't ask me why. I can't figure it out. But anyway, he wants an X amount of numbers in his for 5-day clubs, and I understand that. And so we are doing those now. And again, if you're interested in hosting one, if you're interested in your child attending one in your neighborhood, Cheryl Lee would be the lady. She's our chairman here in Marion County. And she would be the one to contact because she keeps track of what is and what isn't going on and what's happening. For the people who might be interested in getting some information at the breakfast, there will be a training, I believe it's in September, which will be done, I think, over Zoom. I don't know if they're going to do it at a location or not. It may be Zoom. I don't know what that will be decided tonight, I think, at the meeting. But anyway, there's so many areas, Linda, and so many places. And then, switching from CEF to Word of Life Christian Center, we start our VBS tomorrow night. We're doing it Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 7 to 9 at 580 Silver Street. And we're doing an hour, 40 minutes in the sanctuary with a story, and there's a puppet show going to be done and all of these things.
Sounds like so much fun.
Oh, it is. It's going to be Jonah and the whale. I'm not sure whether I'm going to be the whale or Jonah, but one or the other. Anyway.
It'll be Jonah probably.
But then there will be gifts and prizes. There's registration.
Right.
And everybody has a registration slip. We're giving away 2 bicycles, and then everybody will leave each day with a gift of some sort and a craft that they've done, and there will be snacks and all the good stuff. But it's going to be on our property. We'll be in the church, and then we'll go out to where we're going to be building the youth building.
Right.
Lord willing, we'll be breaking ground in August.
Ooh.
And we've got a square foot is $62.50 a piece, and I think we've got 1,300 square feet left. And then we've got everything else. We've got over $100,000 ready. And we're right now in the midst of the engineers and the contractor and the builder and all that good stuff.
That's going to be great.
God, Pastor Mark's taken care of.
Yes.
It is. It's needed in our community. It's so needed, particularly where we are.
Oh, yes.
And so it's, again, if ever there was a Gideon situation, this one's it. There's only 60 of us. And you know, every time I planned a fundraiser to get money for it, the Lord stopped it.
Really?
But money has come in from Cleveland and Columbus and Texas. And I mean, people see the value of our youth.
Right,
and
absolutely.
What we're doing.
Yes.
So God has just, the ravens have just been awesome.
Mm.
Because God opened doors.
Yes, he does.
And when you're faithful, he will.
Now, is this because of your ministry on YouTube or Facebook Live?
I think part of it is because we started Missionettes and Rangers probably 18 years ago, somewhere around in there. And we just kept it going.
Okay.
There have been some ups and downs. But we run 2 30-passenger buses, and we run 2 15-passenger vans every Wednesday night to bring these kids in. And, you know, it's like one child came, and then they invited somebody else. But it's that we have been consistent, and God has opened doors. We did not... Pastor and Tina went to a conference in London, Kentucky, and I believe it was either 2012 or 2014. Mm-hmm. I can't remember which year. But they came back with a spiritual vision that God had called us to the youth in that community. And that's when we started. And it has just gone on. There's been several commanders, and thank God for them. They've gone left and gone other places, and that's okay, because God has a plan.
Yes, he does.
You know, it's not about who the person is. It's about how sold out to God they are.
Absolutely.
And therein is your key. And so he just continues to bless. And the missionettes, we have about, it runs about 40 to 45, even Stephen, on a Wednesday night with girls and boys. And
that's a lot.
Yes, it is. From ages, kindergarten on up to okay. seniors. But yeah. But God has just, he's opened the doors, and we've been faithful. It hasn't been easy. There have been ups and downs and ins and outs and valleys.
Sure.
But you know, one of the things I've learned, Linda, on the mountaintop, when things are going good, we're encouraged.
Yes.
And that's where God encourages us.
Yes.
But it's in the valley that he matures us.
Yes, absolutely.
It is in the valley where we learn to lean. It is in the valley where we learn what his hand can do. It is mm-hmm. in the valley where we learn to trust. So without the valleys,
yes,
we'd not have the ministries that we have in all in any church that's sold out to the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
In any church. I don't care which one it is. I'm not a name dropper, and I'm not a sign over the door. You know, there's a song, it's a Southern Gospel, and it says, "They won't go where the fire's not burning." And if you think about it, they won't. Where you can enjoy the presence of the Lord,
oh, that's,
you won't go. We were my daughter and I were in Amish country,
mm-hmm.
and we had really planned to stay till sometime late Sunday afternoon. We had some things to do, and she looked at me Saturday and she said, "I'd really like to go home and surprise David, my husband, at church." And she didn't let him know she was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "What do you want to do?" And I said, "Well, if you're going to go to your church, I'll just go home and go to mine. I'll surprise them too, because I had already told them I was going to be gone."
Right.
But you know, when you walk in and you can feel the presence of God. And that's what she said. When she walked in, David was coming down from playing, and he was just grinning from ear to ear because he saw her.
Right.
And, you know, their son is in Argentina.
Yeah,
so he would
grandson,
have been by himself. Yeah. And she wanted to be there with him. And I don't really, I think it's great. So
it
anyway,
great.
But the Spirit of the Lord was just so good. Pastor did a great sermon. I mean, it just, you could just feel the Spirit moving and touching people. And that's what it's all about.
Yes, it is.
It's not about how big your church is and how big my church is and what your church is doing. We're a body.
Yes.
And we have got to learn to minister as a body of Christ.
It's so
that's what
important.
It's all about.
So important.
It is.
A body of baptized believers in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen. And if you don't worship as demonstrative as I do, that's okay. If you don't play your tambourine like I play my tambourine, that's okay.
Right, right.
The Crab family, Southern Gospel people, have a song called "Sister, Play That Tambourine." And it's about the Israelites standing at the Red Sea, trembling.
Miriam, right?
Uh-huh, Miriam. And when they got to the other side, she began to worship the Lord and sing with her tambourine
mm-hmm.
and the women. We've got to learn to worship together.
That's true.
You know, whatever how you want to do it. Because coming back, Tanya and I were listening to Selah, but boy, by the time I got to church, I was on fire. Because we'd worship for since 8 o'clock in the morning
right.
in the car.
Right.
That's where it's at.
I know that's right.
It's not about who or what or when. And my Lord, if we just stop talking about all these other things.
Right.
If we just start talking about the Word and what God has done. Look at what He's done in Marion alone.
Yes.
And I know it's dark right now. And I know we've got battles to fight.
Yeah. But we still have sunlight.
But God is still on His throne.
Yes, He is.
And He's still working in people here.
Yes.
We may not see it, and we may not hear it, but He's still working on people.
Yes, He is.
And He's still working in our midst. Yeah. And, you know, when you get to looking at the darkness, that's all you're going to see.
Right.
But when you start looking for the light, and you realize, even in the valley, there's no shadow of death in the valley without a light.
Amen.
And it's that light is Jesus, obviously. But if you've ever, I didn't think about this, so I saw it on Facebook. When you strike a match, where the flame burns, there's no shadow.
That's true.
And I'm going, how come it took me this long to figure that out? But
all
anyway.
My life, right?
Exactly. All of it. But yeah, it's but we serve, you know, there's so many good things happening, and so many. My prayer is that each church, I take a church each week and pray for them, and just out of the phone book. Maybe some of them I know, some of them I don't know. But
you still get a phone book?
It's, I think, from 19.
Oh, it's close.
No, wait a minute. It's from 2000, and I think it's 2008.
Okay.
But even the churches that have disbanded, I still pray for them. But there were people there.
Yes, absolutely.
But anyway, that God would send a good youth pastor that could reach our youth.
Yes, we need those.
We need youth pastors sold out to God.
Yes.
That are in it because they love kids and they love the Word.
I know we have rangers at our church.
Yeah, Rick Heeran and Greg Rowe. Yeah, Rick was instrumental in starting Hours at Word of Life.
Okay.
And then Greg was a commander for a while. And you know what? The good part is they're spreading it out.
That's good.
That's what it takes.
Yes, it does.
I help. This is going to age me. Dear Jesus, it's going to age me.
Don't worry about
that. I don't worry. I don't care.
You look good.
I help start missionettes at Abundant Life.
Okay.
Assemblies of God back in 1984.
Oh, my.
And the Rangers were started then. Polly Moreland and I started missionettes there.
Okay.
So I've known about this ministry for a long time, which in Assemblies of God is where it originated. And I don't know whether you knew Don Jones or not, but he was instrumental in it until he passed away.
I don't think so.
But I don't think they have it now. I don't know. But in my opinion, we have got enough youth in this city.
Oh, absolutely.
Every church could have a Rangers and Missionettes program. Cheryl Lee was instrumental in Awana in LaRue, I think. I may be wrong. But again, we've got so many programs that would be so good to reach our children.
That's
true. Teaches them the Bible, just like Good News Clubs in our schools.
Oh yeah,
it's important that they learn the Word of God.
Absolutely.
And how much Jesus loves them.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but there have been times I've thought to myself, Lord, I am so unlovable. God himself can't love me. And then I start reading the Word, and it says, yeah, he does.
Yes,
he
does.
Okay, how bad you are. Yeah, he does. It says so right here. His Word doesn't change.
And before the foundation of the world,
amen.
He loved us.
Yes.
You know, and died for us.
And he knew how rotten I was going to be.
Yes, he did. All of us.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
And he knew the pride we'd have in ourselves and the things we would put on ourselves that he tried to take from us.
Some guy said today, take all those mirrors out of your house so you can concentrate on God. I'm thinking, are you serious?
I've got one mirror, and it's in the bathroom.
Okay.
When we moved into this house, I can't see myself full length anywhere.
You mean from head to toe,
yeah,
right?
From head to toe. I don't have a full length. I got one mirror. It's in the bathroom. And I've got one that's behind my karaoke cabinet.
Okay.
But it's got stuff all in front of it. You know, I can see parts of me. It's like, okay. But I never
had to. You're doing a good job.
Well,
I've been sharp today.
I've been in that house, 12 years? No, 11 years. And it just dawned on me today. Somebody was talking about the mirror, going and standing in front of the mirror and checking yourself.
Right.
You know? And I thought, Lord, I don't have anywhere to go do that. I can see from my neck up. That's it.
Oh, my.
But you know what? God always puts it together.
Yes, he sure does.
He always does.
Yes.
But we think we're so important, and we're not.
No, we're not.
God does not need me. I need him.
Every day.
When Laura Lee steps off and goes to heaven, and I hope that soon because I'm on the sunset side of this world life, there will be somebody ready to step into her place.
That's
God
true.
Prepares.
Yes, he does.
You know, look at Elijah and Elisha.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Elijah prepared Elisha. Somebody was ready to step in.
Step in.
You can go right down. Just look at the kings. When Ahaz was gone, Josiah, even though he was young, was ready to step in.
Yes, he was.
Because he had a heart for God.
Yes, he did.
We just... And it's not about whose name.
No.
It's about how the Lord knows them.
Amen. And their heart. He knows the
heart.
Their heart. Like David. He had already chosen him before Saul even messed up. You know, I got a man after my own heart. David, you know.
Well, David was a teenager and waited, what, 20 years?
Yeah.
But, and David done some really stupid stuff. There's no question about it. He was not the sharpest knife in the drawer all the time.
Right.
But when the prophet came to him and said, "Thou art the man," he owned up to it.
Yes.
When the preacher preaches and the Holy Spirit convicts us, we need to learn to open up.
Receive
and own
it.
Up
yes.
to it.
Receive it.
And repent.
Right.
You know, Psalm 51 is one of my favorite psalms because it's David lamenting before God.
Right, right.
And admitting.
Yes, he was wrong.
We're talking about the king here.
Yes.
Come on, people.
Yes, the king.
Are you higher than a king?
No.
No, me either.
Not the king, right?
I'm not higher than any king. And you know what? There's nobody can cut my head off if I don't agree or if I don't admit.
Right.
Except the presence of God draws away from me. And I may smile on the outside, but a lot of times, Thunder, on the inside, we're miserable.
Yes.
Because we've not done, and it's that way with, you know, I have people come to me and say, "Boy, I wish my child could have gone to Good News Club." What's keeping you from bringing your grandchildren?
Yes, they can go.
They can go. What's keeping you from allowing that child?
A lot of people wait till, you know, they're out there in trouble and they can't reach them. You can't reach them. The principal can't reach them. Whoever's doing the mentorship, it's hard for them to reach them when God is being offered. The Word of God is being offered in the schools, elementary schools.
Exactly.
You know, even when we were at Grant Middle School, you know, that midsection of from elementary to high school, which is very critical stage, I felt.
Oh, it was. It is.
And it still is, you know, because it's decision-making time. You know what I mean? So even the kids that had already attended Good News would not come to the teen class.
Well, and one of the things, one of the best tools Satan has is causing them to want to fit in.
True.
Painting that picture.
Right.
If you do this, they'll be accepted. You'll fit in. Now, you're looking at somebody who, because I guess I was a hillbilly. I don't know why I didn't, but I never fit in. You know, I was never drawn.
Right.
And I had a father who was extremely strict, for which I'm thankful. Although at the time, I thought, "Lord, have mercy, he needs prayer." But anyway.
I'm sure.
But we don't have that today. We don't have people who want to set the boundaries and say, "If you cross it, this is what happens."
True.
And, you know, when I raised my children, they knew the boundaries, and they knew if they crossed them, because it was on the refrigerator, you broke the rule, here's the punishment. It's that simple.
And do you think that's what's going on? It's just been so candy-coated life, and there, like you said, the benefits of doing what's wrong, ending up in juvenile detention center, you know what I'm saying, or expelled from school because they don't even realize that there is a price to pay
exactly.
for being wrong and doing wrong things.
Mm-hmm. Well, and parents, did that take a lot out of me? Yes. I will never forget when my second husband, Tom, passed away. Everybody told me the freedom I was going to have. I had a 14-year-old, an 11-year-old, and a 9-year-old.
Well, that was
tell me
freedom.
How much freedom you're going to have. And I was working. Tell me how much freedom you're going to have.
Yes.
Well, you deserve some time. No, I deserve to be a mother because I bore these children. They are my responsibility.
Yes.
And I want to be the one that puts the input. Now, did I do everything right? Absolutely not.
Of course not.
We're and
not
did
perfect.
I make mistakes? Woo-wee.
Yes.
I used to say some of them come walk around, breathe, and tell you what I did wrong. But the bottom line is this, my heart was right.
Yes.
And we've got to be willing to make sacrifices. I don't care who you are. Everybody is going to be called to make a sacrifice.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Like it or not.
Just like your responsibility here with this program.
Right.
Whether you feel like it or not, you're responsible to be here. You take ownership of that.
Right.
We don't teach anybody to take ownership of their positions. I don't care where you're the janitor or the CEO and everywhere in between. Whatever position you agree that you're going to do, mm-hmm. you need to take ownership and do to the best of your ability.
That's true. That's true.
But we're not teaching our young people that anymore.
Right.
We're teaching them that they can be scapegoats, that we can blame somebody else. And what do you get when you blame someone else? Absolutely nothing. Nothing's resolved.
No, no. And you don't learn anything.
And you don't learn. And you don't admit to yourself.
Right. You haven't confessed that I was wrong.
I was wrong. Right. I did. I shouldn't have done this. Right. I'm sorry. My children can tell you the first time I apologized to them. So can I. I said some words that didn't go together, that were not the best kind of words you could put together. And they laughed.
Did they?
And I looked at them, and I said, "What's wrong?" And she said, "Not my daughter," said Mother. "If you're trying to sound like Daddy, you messed up big time."
Wasn't you, was it?
I said, "Okay. I apologize. I should not have done that." And, you know, that's another thing. We need to learn to ask our children to forgive us.
Amen. I've been there.
Exactly. Had more people, more mothers and fathers that could say, you know, I wonder sometimes what the father of the prodigal son said when he come home.
Yes.
I know he hugged him, and I know he put a robe on him, and I know he put shoes
ring
on his feet,
on him,
and it rings on his fingers. But I wonder what he said to that son as he hugged him. You know?
Right.
And what does God say to us when we come to repent?
You're forgiven.
Exactly.
Enter
I love you.
Into the courts of the Lord,
you're
right?
Exactly. You're forgiven. It's under the blood because
yes.
you've received forgiveness.
Right.
And I think sometimes we need to have parents who just forget all that goes on. Instead
that
of
iron fist mm-hmm, and, you know, mm-hmm. just being in a state or a position where it's just authoritative all the time,
mm-hmm,
you know. But
mm-hmm.
we're not perfect and we do make mistakes. And kids, even teens, need to know that I did the best that I could with what I had.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's so many young people putting parents down. I've even been there myself until I became
a parent. Yes. Uh-huh.
Then I began to understand a lot of things. Well, I can understand where my mom did this or did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can
mm-hmm.
see why, you know. And she had my dad, and most of the time I was single, you know, trying
right.
to raise children. So, no, I wasn't perfect either, Lorelei.
Well, and there are no perfect parents.
No.
We crucified the only perfect man.
Yes.
And other than that, every one of us, that's why the Bible, 1 John 1:9, confess your faults and your sins. And he is faithful to forgive you
and just and
establish your righteousness in him.
Yes.
We don't have any righteousness.
No.
You're looking
Why
at filthy rags.
Why do we
rags.
Think so? Why
I
do
don't
we
know.
Think that?
I don't know. Mostly because we believe what other people tell us, I think.
Yeah.
You know, when you're speaking or you're singing or whatever.
Right.
Usually somebody tells you how good you did. It's not me.
And then it becomes I.
Uh-huh.
I did this. I did
I
that. If it wasn't
that.
For me, you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Yeah.
I have all this talent. Yeah, right. And I'm not taking away from talent.
Oh, no.
But there
that.
Is a world of difference in talent and the anointing with the talent.
Yes. Yes,
and we were listening to my son-in-law David on the Tanya's phone as we were coming back,
mm-hmm.
and he was leading off their praise. He's on their praise team at VITM,
okay.
and he started with his guitar. And I'm not kidding you; you could just feel
the anointing,
and you could feel the flow. I mean, it was just right on.
Yeah.
And when you're in a spiritual mode,
mm-hmm.
you know that.
Yes.
Now, if I go to church grumpy, it goes right over my head. You know, the people behind me can be praising the Lord, and I'm sitting there thinking, what am I so excited about? What thing? What's going on? It's because of Lorelei. She wasn't prepared to go.
Right. And that happens.
And it does.
That
it
happens.
Does for all of them. I don't care how much spirit you think you got.
Right. I've seen people get up and walk out of service because mm-hmm. it's within them what's going on.
Exactly.
I've even done it myself. You know what I mean?
Well, and you can tell when you speak. I can tell you when I'm speaking who's receiving what God has for them
mm-hmm.
and who's put up a wall.
Right.
And you can see it bounce back.
Right.
But the thing that gets me, and I thought about this, I thought, you know, Lord, that's been me. You suppose the preacher knew?
Yeah, of course.
And the answer to that question from my pastor was, yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. I said, thanks a lot. I need to hear that. But my point being, we have got to get to where we are willing to do what we're called to do, serving the Lord, not man.
Right.
Because the Bible says every man's a liar.
That's true. Let God be true. And all be true.
And God is the only truth. And sometimes we hear what others say, and it is a lie that Satan uses.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes, and I know we hate to say this and hate to admit it, but sometimes, Linda, I'm an instrument of Satan. Not because I want to be.
No, he uses us.
Because I get into self.
Yes.
And he sees that.
Yes, he does.
And he knows.
Oh, yeah.
That self.
Ego.
Will attack.
Yes, it will. Yes, it
and
will.
And it does. And
yes.
It just gets. It,
that was good.
We've got to learn that there's a reason and a thing. And we call my son-in-law, we call Rain Man, and my grandson, we call Bulldozer. Rain Man, because when he wants, he's Rain Man till he gets where he wants, whatever it is he thinks he needs. Mm-hmm. And for Noah, Bulldozer, he bulldozes right through until you see his point. Whether you see his point, sometimes, whether I see his point or not, I just go say, okay.
Right.
I'm tired of listening, you know what I'm saying? But
yes.
We do that to God. We do that all the time, Linda. We bulldoze through what he's trying to do in us because we're not willing to wait.
Set still
and know that he's got the
best.
Yes,
yes, yes.
Be still and know.
Yes.
46:10.
Don't have time.
We don't want to take time.
No, too busy. Got this to do and that to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Dishes, laundry, like Monday, right?
Like Monday, yes. If you could see my house, you'd know like Monday. I did put some eggs on to boil. I think I turned them off before I left. I hope so. I think I did. But, you know, it's just, and there's always, you can always find a reason.
Yes.
But do you realize there are not going to be any excuses in heaven?
No, face to face there will not be.
There's not going to be any excuses, and there's not going to be any reasons.
Ooh.
You can tell the pastor all the excuses you think sounds good. There used to be that song, Excuses, Excuses, and they get mad because the pastor didn't even shake their hand. We're looking for that, and there is no excuse.
God nailed them all to the cross.
Yes,
all excuses.
And all those excuses don't hold water.
Oh, my.
When you're talking to him.
That just kind of set in my belly when you said that. No more excuses.
No more. Tony Evans has a great teaching on that. I'm a Tony Evans fan. I don't know where the rest of the world
like
is or not, but I just love him. Jen Wilkins, I'm loving her study in Exodus.
Okay.
That Bible study is awesome.
Exodus is off the chain.
The first 18 chapters, things that we never even looked at.
And how many
years have we studied it? And in September, we're going to be doing 19 through, I think it's 30. I believe there's 30 chapters, but whatever how many to the end. But my point being, all of that feeds. And I love Tony Evans, No Excuses. God doesn't.
I'm gonna look that up. Yeah.
God doesn't take excuses.
No.
And he's my daughter found it, and it's just really good because it takes you out of the equation.
Yes.
When you take us out of the equation and what God has said and what His Word tells us to do,
right?
You don't have any excuses.
No excuses.
None. You know, when John said, who can open the book?
Woo.
Worthy is the Lamb. There was one found.
Slain from the foundation
of the world. It's, you know, I mean, it's all laid out for
us.
Yes,
it is.
But we don't like the way it's laid out, so we want to change it. I know, in my Bible, sometimes I put in the name Laura Lee, and I was doing that the other night. And we were talking about condemnation, and I put Laura Lee in. I thought, whoa, wait a minute. We got to change this one. You can have that one. I don't want to put that one there.
Right.
But seriously, we have got to learn because we're in that end time. If ever the stage was set, and I don't know when it's going to happen, and neither does anybody else
we don't know.
But I can see things coming together. I don't know who that last one is to accept Christ and not reject Him. But whenever that happens, it's going to start flying.
Woo.
Everybody better be ready.
Amen.
Have you heard the song Thunder? by Jim and, what's her name, Brady?
Is it a new one?
Yeah, they wrote it just last year.
Oh, okay. Oh, but, I may have, didn't know the title.
The chorus is that when he thunders, prisons begin to break, chains begin to fall. When he thunders, all you can do is worship the God.
Amen.
That you've been praying to.
Wow.
When he thunders. Oh, ooh. I love it. I've got that on CD.
I will shake heaven and earth. Woo.
Exactly. And it, the verse starts out, yes, he is the God that is a whisper. Yes, he is the God that understands. Yes, he is the God that cares. And yes, he is the God. There's lots of that. But when he thunders, it's good.
Gracious.
And that's where we're at, because we're getting ready for that thunder. Mm. And I believe that. And whether I'm here when it happens or I go by way of the grave, it doesn't really matter. I need to be ready to go.
Amen.
We don't have any promise.
No.
You know, I just came to the doctor with a good report. But I could have walked across the waiting room and had a heart attack.
That's true.
I mean, it's just when he's done.
How fragile our life is.
Yes. Yes.
I was telling my friend earlier, there is no promise of tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That we'll be here, you know.
And then somebody asked me, how come Christians keep having families, babies? I said, well, have you not read about the Israelites in the wilderness? And they said, what do you
do?
And they said, what do you mean? And I said, God's always preparing a generation. Come on, people.
Right, he multiplies.
Look at what happens. He wants us, people my age, I need to be spiritually multiplying.
Right.
But people that are young need to multiply spiritually and physically, because God wants a generation.
Yes, he does.
He's not going to say stop.
No.
What is wrong with you people?
Seed time and harvest will last until the last day.
Amen. Seed time and harvest. And that's just the way it is. And I just looked at him like, and this was a Christian, I think. And I'm
so
going,
okay. So you're not sure, right?
Well, that kind of question would you be?
Right.
It's just, I don't know. People get to the point that they put their own interpretation, and then they don't want to go to church and don't want to hear, and then tell me they're okay. When the Bible says you don't fail to assemble, and I better hush because you've got to quit.
You're right. We're out of time. We are out of time. You know, it's like when we get on a roll, then it's over already, right? Oh, my. So thank you, Lord Lee, for coming last minute like that. I really appreciate
you're
you
welcome.
And love you. And I'm sure my audience did, too. And Lord Lee is a godsend. I thank God for her. You've been listening to Linda Sims, the voice of a people, here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Till next time, be blessed. See you tomorrow, same time, 4:15 to 5. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio.